Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
This is Break the Case with Jennifer Coffendaffer. Inside the evidence, behind the headlines, from someone who's been there. Here now, Jennifer Coffendaffer.
True Crimers, welcome to Break the Case. I'm your host. I'm Jen Coffendaffer. Listen, I am excited to talk about this Maya Kowalski case, and this is why. I was pretty surprised with this reversal, this error that was found by the appellate judges regarding what the judge that was the seated judge during this trial did. But listen, I'm not going to break it down for you because I have one of the best attorneys in Florida to break it down for you, served as a chief prosecutor, and he is the guy that can break down the law regarding this decision. Just for those who don't know, the background is Maya Kowalski suffered from a very rare, basically a pain disease. The specific name, and I'm just going to give you the initials. It was called CRPS. I didn't want to get that wrong. CRPS, and essentially it's a pain disease that causes this horrible chronic pain. It's very rare. It was being treated with ketamine. And essentially, she was, meaning Maya was hospitalized, and her mother wasn't allowed to see her for over 80 days. Her mother went into a situation of deep, deep, dark, dark depression, ended up killing herself, saying she killed herself for the reason specifically so that Maya could be released and get out of the hospital. Many people, including several doctors, believed that Maya's mother, named Beata, had Munchausen's by proxy. And long story short, this case was received a huge judgment. It was well over $200 million. It got brought down to, I believe, $216 million. And anyway, that's where we're at today until the appellate judge reversed it. Now, they did say they can do a retrial, but let's talk about why. What does this mean for the case? Without further ado, Dave Ehrenberg. Thank you, Dave, for being here.
Jan, great to be back with you.
Got that microphone working. You're looking and sounding great. Give us the breakdown of, from a legal standpoint, how this happened, this huge judgment. How was it overturned?
Well, first you have to understand that in Florida, we've had Republican governors for years, since like 1992. And so the appellate judges are appointed by the governor. trial judges are elected generally by the public. Some are appointed, but most are elected. And so when you go up the ladder to appellate courts, especially the Florida Supreme Court, you're getting into more conservative, business-friendly judicial entities. And so the judges in the appellate court, in this case, the Second Circuit Court of Appeal, would be more conservative, more likely to resist the temptations of sympathy, and where the public is saying some justice needs to be done for Maya and her mom, and resist that and decide to take the passions out and say, nope, you didn't follow the law, overturned, and we see the results now. So it shouldn't have been that surprising. But when you look at the outpouring of support for Maya and her mom and the shock about how the defendant acted through all this, yeah, I can still see that people would be like, wow, the whole thing was overturned. I mean, not just lowered from $213.5 million, but eliminated entirely and set for a new trial, where the new trial is not even for all the same counts, but they've limited the number of remaining claims for which the hospital is not immune.
Right. And so, Dave, specifically speaking, it was all about the interpretation by the judge of what could be allowed, if I understand right from a layman's perspective, what could be allowed to be proven, if you will. And they said basically this judge took way too much liberty with what Johns Hopkins could be held responsible for. Explain to us where this trial judge messed up.
Well, according to the appellate court, the trial judge messed up. Of course, this could still be appealed to the Florida Supreme Court, but I don't think the Florida Supreme Court is going to change the Second District Court of Appeals opinion. So according to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals' panel, they said that the verdict, which was based on false imprisonment, battery, intentional infliction of emotional distress, medical negligence, and wrongful death. And initially, the family, the plaintiffs, were awarded $250 million, later reduced by the trial judge to $213.5 million, that needed to be reversed. And the reason is that the judge made multiple errors in applying Florida's mandatory reporter immunity laws. That's the law that says that if you see something, you have to say something. If you are a mandatory reporter, like most people, there's not an obligation for you to say something. We want you to, but there's not a legal obligation. When it comes to the hospital, you're supposed to report something. You're supposed to err on the side of protecting children. So if you see something that appears to be Munchausen's by proxy, you have to report it. And so the appellate court said, trial court, you did not give the hospital enough deference as a mandatory reporter. You punish them for doing what they essentially are required to do under the law. The court said that the hospital's actions in this case were shielded because they were acting in good faith when reporting the suspected abuse to the Department of Children and Families as required by state law. And that vacates the entire jury damage award, reverses the jury's findings of the central claims, which were wrongful death, false imprisonment. And they've limited the retrial on just a few remaining claims that a hospital would not be immune from, like intentional infliction of emotional distress, but only on behalf of Maya, only on behalf of Maya, and battery and medical negligence. Everything else is off the table now.
Okay, so wait a minute. And by the way, I've got a picture of Dr. Sally up. It's amazing to me, all these doctors that were involved in diagnosing the Munchausen by proxy, they all just look terrible. I was trying to find a decent picture of any of these women, and they just look like the Wicked Witch from the West, like bicycle, but all of that aside. So are you saying that basically the situation involved the mother committing suicide is off the table? Can the jury not even hear about that?
Well, in a way, they could hear about it when it comes to the intentional infliction of emotional distress on behalf of Maya. So I think you can still get in the mother's suicide, perhaps, by showing that that was part of the intentional infliction of emotional distress, that that's where it left. How do you know that Maya had such emotional distress that would rise to the level of being able to sue? Well, that's where the mother's suicide could come in. And so I don't think that is necessarily off the table, but the main claims are gone. And now you're only dealing with three claims now: the intentional infliction of emotional distress, but for Maya, not for her mom, battery, and medical negligence.
All right. So let me ask you this. How could this huge error be made by the trial judge and not pointed out by the defendants? Or did they point this out?
I'm sure they pointed it out, because to win on appeal, you've got to preserve these objections, these defenses. So you have to object and you have to raise it. So I would think they did raise it. They probably did object, saying, we object to these claims, we have these arguments, and the trial judge allowed them to move forward. And I think when it comes to a high profile case with such a huge verdict, that is going to be scrutinized very closely by an appellate court in Florida, which, as I said, is very different than the trial courts, where they're generally a lot more conservative. You're talking about appellate judges that look skeptically on any large jury verdict. And this was a very large jury verdict, and it had a lot of emotion attached to it and a lot of publicity attached to it.
Do you think the fact that this was over $200 million, was that part of the reason the appellate court made this decision, or totally separate? This is just the law, Dave.
No, I think it definitely raised a red flag for the appellate court. When you see a verdict this large, I'm sure put a target on the back of this verdict, because remember, the verdict was $250 million. The judge lowered it. The judge who supposedly was wrong in several things lowered the verdict, said that that verdict was too large and lowered it to $213.5 million. And the appellate court said, how about zero? I mean, they reversed the entire verdict, said you got to still have a new trial. And the family is saying, well, we're going to proceed with the new trial and we're going to win on the new trial. I'm not sure if the family is going to appeal it further to the state Supreme Court. They could, but as I said earlier, I don't think the state Supreme Court is going to rule any differently than the second District Court of Appeals.
Okay, I've got a hard question for you. I know you can't be in the mind of the trial judge, but how does a trial judge make this big error? Was he overcome with the emotion of this case, with Maya, with feeling sorry for her, that he was blinded and didn't understand the law? Or was this a case of incompetence?
Oh, I don't think it was incompetence. I think that these are judges that see things differently than the judge. You have a judge who was likely elected by the people of Sarasota County, and then you have three judges who were appointed by the governor. And so they may have just different ideologies, different world views. And perhaps the trial court judge, because they're sitting there in the local community, as opposed to an appellate court, which is in a different community, you're talking about the trial judge who's part of the community, who saw the emotions and the passions. And although the judge isn't supposed to be swayed by it, judges are people too. And perhaps the judge got caught up in that. But I wouldn't slam the trial court judge too much, because this is what happens in our judiciary. You have judges who just disagree with each other. That's why we have appellate courts. That's why you can have a second District Court of Appeals opinion itself overturned by the state Supreme Court. Just depends on your ideology, your worldview, and where you're sitting. Are you sitting right in the middle where the families are outraged at what happened? Or are you sitting in a different community where the passions have cooled and it's not as emotional of an issue?
Tell me, though, about the precedent this sets in Florida and possibly other jurisdictions.
Well, the precedent would be within that community in the Second District Court of Appeals. Unless this is going to get appealed to the Florida Supreme Court, this appellate court opinion does not have statewide effect. It would only be binding in the Second District Court of Appeals, and it would have precedential effect for future cases similar to this, but there aren't a lot of cases that are just like this set of facts. Where it will have an impact is any case involving mandatory reporters. It gives additional deference to mandatory reporters in that part of the state where the Second District Court of Appeal has its jurisdiction. If you are a mandatory reporter, you're probably breathing a sigh of relief because you know the appellate courts have your back in case you err on the side of being overly cautious where someone could get hurt as a result, as Maya's mother did.
You know, I have to say, as somebody that is an EMT, and when I trained particularly on the ambulance, there was a case of a girl that we picked up. She was just sick with bronchitis, but she had bruises all over her body, you know, head to toe in various stages of healing. And so I ended up reporting that mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, you know, gosh, I hope I'm right on this and not just overanalyzing the state of this child. She was also very, very skinny. But I figured it put it in the hands of law enforcement to further investigate and see what really had happened and out of my hands. But I know exactly what you're talking about because we mandatorily have to report when we see something like that. And if they don't have our backs, when we truly believe that somebody's being abused, oh my gosh, I can't imagine the precedent. So I suppose this had that precedent, but I got to tell you, I don't know, Dave. Last question for you. What do you think this is going to mean for the next trial upcoming? Do you think she will win, Maya and her family? Will they win or will they lose with this narrow scope?
They could still win. Maya's family seems pretty confident. I mean, the facts are what they are. And the jury ruled overwhelmingly for Maya in this case and her family. So, and when I say overwhelmingly, I mean, they didn't just rule for her. They gave her $250 million. So would they rule for her again in a more limited case? Sure. They're not going to be thinking in their minds of jurors, well, if we do this, the appellate court's going to reverse us. No, they're just going to look at the facts in front of them, and I do think it will be a smaller verdict because you have fewer claims. So I don't think it'll be $250 million. But to also go back to my point earlier, the appellate court, the Second District Court of Appeals, is sitting temporarily in Tampa, Florida. The trial was in Venice, Florida. Venice is in Sarasota County, a different county than Tampa, which is in Hillsborough County. And Tampa is 73 miles away from Venice. So if you wonder how judges would look at facts totally different than the trial judge, well, one of the reasons is that when you're 73 miles away in a completely different county, you are not part of the passion, the emotion that surrounded this case. Those jurors came from the Venice community. They were part of this. They felt it. The judges in Tampa were separate from it. They didn't react with emotion. And now you see the results.
All right. Sorry. I know I said last question, but what you said just led me to another question. So what does this mean for venue in the future? Do you think it'll stay in Venice or they'll move it most likely?
It's a good question. I think you'll see a motion from the defense to move it. They know that they benefit from getting it moved out of town. At the same time, I've handled a bunch of high-profile cases when I was state attorney, and we found you can get an impartial jury on just about any case. It's not whether you've heard of a case. You can even draw your own opinions in advance. You just have to be able to set them aside and to follow the evidence and the law, and they can do that in this case, especially now because the case is not as fresh in the juror's memory. Time has passed. So I bet you'd find a lot of people in the Venice community who have not heard of this case. And even if they had, I'm sure they can set aside what they know and just follow the law.
Well, I tell you, Dave, this case always tugged at my heartstrings, because no matter whether you believe that Bieta had Munchausen's by proxy, which some still believe that, or whether you believe that they overanalyzed the facts and that really this mother did everything in her power to save Maya, Maya, at the end of the day, is the victim, no matter what vantage you come from. And I just pray for justice for her and her family. It's a very tragic case.
Indeed. I'm glad you're shining a light on it, Jennifer. And thank you for the discussion today. I hope that you'll have me back.
Oh, you know, I try not to call you too often to take advantage of your generosity with your time. Thank you, Dave, for being here.
I plug my new Substack?
Please plug it.
Thank
plug
you. Away. Yes. Please follow me at Dave Ehrenberg on Substack, DaveErnberg. You can get exclusive content and it's free. Also, I publish a book, Fighting the Florida Shuffle, which is about fraud and abuse in the drug treatment industry. So check me out on Substack and check out my book. And thank you for having me, Jen Coffendaffer.
He's the best. You got to subscribe. And thank you, Dave, as always. I'll see you soon.
See you soon. Take care.
Okay. You guys, I love having Dave on. Oh, my God. He's so good. He's so succinct. We try to get on here, present the facts, have it be in a workable format where everybody can sort of understand what happened, why it happened, and what it means for the future. I know I am going to be glued to the new trial when it occurs with Maya. I will let everybody know. I'm going to be following this on my Twitter. This is a case that really needs magnified, I think, because it has so many facets to it and so many that need to be considered. Like I said at the beginning, nobody has suffered more than Maya, and she still suffers. And I'm sure to have to go through another trial. For those who watched the original trial, it was gut-wrenching. But we're going to be there because it's important, I think. And, you know, Dave made such a great point that these appellate judges are appointed by Republican-backed constituents and people who are very conservative and very pro-minded, if you will, for business. And Johns Hopkins, make no mistake, that was a business. And they spent likely millions fighting this case. And we'll see what happens in the second go around. For all of you, thank you for being here today. And until next time, may justice be served for Maya.
Want to break the case with Jennifer Coffendaffer even more? Then press subscribe right now and join Jen on YouTube. Just search Break the Case with Jennifer Coffendaffer now.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.